Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
For years, Republicans in the General Assembly have stood in the way of efforts to allow undocumented immigrants to get Virginia driver's licenses. Laura Gorin at the Commonwealth Institute says that harms the safety of everybody because those drivers are going to be on the road whether they have a license or not, without training, testing, or insurance.
It's important that we make sure everybody knows that they can stay in an accident, that they're not going to get in trouble just because they don't have the ability to get a license. And there is evidence from other states that hit-and-run accidents decrease when people are more able to get driver's licenses.
Only 13 states in D.C. allow undocumented drivers to get licenses, which makes Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington skeptical that Virginia will be the 14th state to do this.
Since only a few states have established rules that allow for licenses for undocumented drivers, it is likely to be a bridge too far for the Virginia Democratic majority. Right now, I think they're at a maybe.
This is an issue to watch in the upcoming General Assembly session because it might end up dividing the new Democratic majorities in the House and Senate. I'm Michael Pope.